trip was pretty bleak, but it was cheaper than the train. Disembarked her in a summer storm, got hammered by the rain. As he hobbled down the frontage road with a footlocker and in a fair amount of pain. From a payphone at the station, called on some old friends, and a guy that he played football with said he could take a man. On a blanket, on a mattress, in the basement, by the furnace, he was home again. But he'd been gone for long enough, but something wasn't lining up. This distance didn't exist before. The plexiglass at liquor stores, the wretches in the parking lots, the torches and the smoking shops, everything felt twice as hot to him. Started ringing up the register at a Sinclair down the street. Started saving up and bought a truck. Started sleeping in the backseat. In the morning when he wakes up, there's a pamphlet on the windshield with a cartoon of a shepherd tending to some cartoon sheep. Said we'll walk you through the paperwork. The course takes 20 weeks with a military discount. The divinity comes cheaply and discreetly. Classrooms in an office park, fluorescent lights against the dark, long rows of unsteady desks, memorize the sacred texts that earn him a certificate that led him to a place to live. And though he didn't believe in it, he was quite convinced a man needs a vocation. Without saying goodbye, there was never really anything to say. Cause the guys that he played football with were all starting to die, and it still felt pretty pointless when he prayed. Cause he had been there for long enough to know the Savior won't show. The distance between everything, Daniel back in Washington, the way it hung above his head, the wretches in the tanning beds, turning up the torch again. Virginia with your rolling hills, the cities with their easy thrills, the clinics with their sliding scales, scratching out prescriptions. They say you can't.